Trump against the globalists. The struggle between Trump and globalist power. Trump and global power, who will win? This article analyses the impact of the internal political conflict in the US on the global balance of power. I will analyze the different goals of Trump and the globalists, the challenges Trump faces, and the consequences of the Ukrainian war for Europe. The US Supreme Court of the state of Colorado has ruled to ban Trump from participating in the presidential elections in Colorado. There is a struggle for political power in the USA, and this struggle affects the whole world. There is a great work against Trump. Article 14 of the US Constitution prohibits individuals from rebelling against the US and inciting rebellion. The Colorado Supreme Court has charged former President Trump with violating Article 14 due to his alleged involvement in organizing the raid on the Capitol in January 2021. There are numerous court cases against Trump. The Colorado State Supreme Court has ruled that Donald Trump is ineligible to run for office. It is worth noting that Colorado is a state controlled by the Democratic Party. It is also important to mention that Trump can still be sued in 30 other states. In states where Democrats hold a majority, judges are elected by Democrats. The judges who presided over this case were appointed by Democrats. It should be noted that some Republicans and supporters of Trump have expressed opposition to these courts and judges. The U.S. Supreme Court is scheduled to hear the case on January 4. The composition of the U.S. Supreme Court is predominantly conservative. If the U.S. Supreme Court upholds Colorado's decision, it is highly unlikely that Trump will participate in the election in Democrat-controlled states, potentially leading to internal turmoil in the USA. However, if the U.S. Supreme Court overturns Colorado's decision, Trump will have a clear path to the election without any issues. The ideological battle in the U.S. has been a prominent issue, with Trump stating his intention to eliminate globalists if he is elected. A proposed law in the U.S. Defense Council stipulates that the U.S. President alone cannot decide to withdraw from NATO. This bill will be submitted to Congress and the Senate for approval. It is evident that Trump opposes both NATO and the EU. This perspective raises concerns in Europe and some parts of the US. If the 14th Amendment to the US Constitution does not prevent Trump, efforts will be made to strip him of the power to leave NATO unilaterally. European countries are increasing their defense budgets and strengthening their defenses due to recent events. The losses and damages suffered by Europe in supporting Ukraine will become more apparent shortly. It is unclear whether Ukraine will receive any support after the war. It is important to remain objective and avoid subjective evaluations. The situation in the US is clear, however, in Europe, Hungary is opposed to providing aid to Ukraine. The situation in the US is clear, however, in Europe, Hungary is opposed to providing aid to Ukraine. Ukraine is restructuring its army and wants to build an army of 500,000. Ukraine will fail in this regard, and no one will go to the army to die. Ukraine has lost the war physically and mentally, and there is no motivation left in the army to win. We are already seeing this. After the end of the war in Ukraine, the multilateral crisis caused by this conflict in Europe will become clearer. This crisis will particularly affect the eastern part of Europe. The north, east, and west of Europe are all dealing with their issues. Central Europe, in particular, is seeking to establish peace with Russia. France and Germany will take the first steps towards this. The debate on Ukraine will be significant, and the recovery of Ukraine will be discussed. The conflict in Ukraine had a significant impact on the global balance, affecting many. There will be sociological problems in the regions of Europe where Ukrainians are the majority. The whole bill for this war will fall on Zelensky. Let's go back to Trump. There is currently a significant political conflict in the USA regarding the presidency. If Trump is not prevented through legal means, he may become the next president. During his presidency, Trump withdrew from many UN projects and many other global projects, some of which he withdrew from and some of which he criticized severely. At the same time, Trump had policies that were not supportive of the LGBT community. He had implemented a ban on transgender individuals serving in the US military. However, when Joe Biden was elected president, he reversed this policy. Currently, there is a significant internal struggle over Trump in the USA. Trump has consistently stated that the United States should not act as the world's police force and has proposed withdrawing the U.S. military from various regions. If Trump were to be elected as the U.S. president, it could have a significant impact on globalists. That's a possibility. If the U.S.-centered globalists are removed by Trump and those who are purged prepare the ground for the creation of a decentralized and multipolar new world system by decomposing the rest of the world, this could result in a new multi-block different world. There are differing perspectives on this situation. For now, there is a U.S.-centered system and Trump must not be elected for this system to continue. Currently, the U.S. holds a central position in the global system. It is predicted that the world will undergo significant changes by 2024, with many important elections taking place. It is important to maintain a balanced and objective approach when discussing the potential impact of these elections. It is suggested that the outcome of the upcoming U.S. election will have a significant impact on the future of the world. If you want to support my blog, you can subscribe to my blog via email from the bottom of the blog homepage. If you subscribe to my blog, you will receive notifications via email from the articles I will share. You can share my articles so that I can reach more readers. Thank you. International Relations, Threat, and Geopolitics Analyst, Kanan Haidarov. Subject: Trump Against the Globalists. Data: December 24, 2023.